Chapter 4 The place where Gadget was selling grass and her boyfriend was selling meaner drugs, when he wasn't using Gadget for a racquetball, was not in Laborde, but just outside a nearby town called No Enterprise, where the law was two fat guys in a used cop car with so-so tires. They took the town's cop checks, but they didn't do much for it, except maybe catch a speeder now and then, maybe talk some gal into a blowjob to get a pass on a ticket. The real money was in Crooked Enterprise, or so Marvin told us. And Marvin isn't often wrong about stuff like that. He was a cop for years, first in Houston, then on the board. He said he knew about those guys and told us about them, and I took his word to be as true as the turning of the earth. We drove over to No Enterprise in my pickup. The truck is one of those Dodges with a back seat and four doors and a short bed. I had recently traded for it, and it ran good. It was raining, and it was a cool day, especially for early fall. Just the night before, we had been sitting in my yard in shirt sleeves, and now it was cool enough to wish for excess hair on your chest. As for women, I don't know exactly what they'd wish for. Probably a nice coat and a pair of shoes. I know Brett liked coats and shoes, especially shoes. She had enough in her closet to shoe a couple of monster-sized centipedes, as long as they liked their footwear to come from Payless, Walmart, or Target. Equating women with shoes might be an old sexist cliche, but it didn't change the fact Brett had a lot of shoes. What Leonard and I had were some windbreakers. Mine was blue. Leonard's was beige. We made a point of making sure we weren't wearing the same colors. It's hard to be convincing as tough guys when you're wearing matching outfits. We had the address from Marvin. And, of course, the thing to do was not to just drive right up on the place, as that would be foolish and dangerous. But, since the two of us together sometimes can only manage the IQ level of a ground squirrel, that's exactly what we were going to do. We tried to come up with some nifty, sophisticated plan on the way over, but we kept getting distracted and singing along with the CD player. We had to listen to Leonard's music. If I didn't want to, he pouted. He can pout big time. Since we were in my truck and it was my CD player, I should have chosen some of the music. I wanted to play Amy Winehouse.